It's time to get behind the mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley on KFAR Radio, promoting all of our incredible nonprofit organizations that truly make Fairbanks the Golden Heart City. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Good morning, Tanana Valley. You are listening to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tanana Valley. I'm Kayla Smith. I've almost forgotten who I was here. Kayla Smith, Executive Director, United Way here. And today we're talking about something that brings a lot of joy, a lot of connection, and honestly the comfort in our lives, our pets. We're talking about our pets today. Beyond companionship, though, there's education, there's a lot of responsibility, there's community support that goes into caring for all our animals. And honestly, that's what we're here to talk about today. Joining me, I have Glenn and Shirley with Companions, Inc., a local nonprofit dedicated to supporting animals and promoting responsible pet ownership here in Fairbanks. Thank you both for being here.
Hey, thank you.
Well, it's great to be here.
Yeah. I mean, welcome back. Welcome back. So the last time we had you on the show was, I want to say last fall. And so for those who maybe missed that episode or don't know who you guys are, tell me a little bit about your mission.
Well, our mission is to really bring the human-animal bond together to promote pet therapy for those in need in our Fairbanks community. We go to places like the FMH Hospital, Behavioral Health. We go to finals week at the university. You know, the kids are all nervous and kind of hanging out, ready to go take their finals, and they get the comfort of all these dogs. We bring like four together at a time. And then we go to Senior Center, Pioneer Home, and then Glenner got us to go to the Veterans Hall, which has been a new place for us.
And that's been a nice one because they used to have an organization called Purple Paws, which was very much similar. It was to give the vets and the Wounded Warriors or what have you, you know, some companionship, just something to hug and hold and PTSD, everything that so many have struggled with. And, you know, the hugging a pet just kind of can... give you a little temporary relief from that. But they lost that program a couple of years ago. It was pulled out and moved to Anchorage. Talked to my buddy Brad over there who runs the vet center.
Okay.
And they do these monthly luncheons. I said, hey, how about some come in? They said, that would be wonderful. And the vets just love it. So it's nice to go over there once every month or two when they have an open house or something or a little meeting. And Turning Point Counseling has been one of the new ones as well, which has been very nice, where we actually have someone with a pet sit in on a group therapy session.
Wow. Okay.
And I did it once, and Maria did it last Monday, and she got a call back. They requested her again, her and Shatner.
Oh, yes.
Shatner was the star.
Yeah. Now, well, or Maria. I don't know.
Well,
I did it.
It's
the team effort.
Shatner and I did it. We didn't get called back, but she did, so...
There, you know what, though? There's like a therapy, a nurturing therapy to having an animal come to you and hang out with you. And while you're trying to be vulnerable and really needing to open up to other adults, you know, having a pet there, I'm sure, is very comforting. It's super, you know, animals don't judge.
No, they don't.
I mean, they look like they do sometimes, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
But
I think they know more than we think.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. They look at us and go, oh, what are they doing?
They've seen
now?
It all. They've seen it.
Sadly, they have.
Another place that I don't want to miss going to is the Pioneer Home. That's a really popular one. And those people that live there, they just love having us come there. And I know Shatner is a big hit there as well. And one other place is the... we read to dogs or have children read to the dogs in North Pole at the library.
That's fun, too, because it's amazing how the kids warm up to reading to the dogs and how the dogs actually sit and listen to the kids reading to them. It's adorable. It's pretty funny.
They both want attention, and they give it to each other.
Yeah, they give it to each other, and you get more kids reading, which is really the whole mission at that one, you know. And, you know, it's funny because when we do take them and let's say at FMH, we go to the hospital, we'll go to different floors, whether it be a peds or ICU, ER, some of the regular floors. I find the patients really enjoy the pet therapy and having a pet just come sit on their bed or be next to them where they can just pet, you know, because they're either away from their pet or they just the companionship. But I find, and we've talked about this before, I find the staff may need those pets even more because, you know, I mean, at FMH, you go to the ICU and ER and some of these floors, they're just...
It's intense.
It is. Mm-hmm. And when we show up with the pets, the nurses' stations just light up. And we did our meeting there last year and did a pet. It's Halloween. We always do a Halloween.
Okay.
You know, they do their general meeting and all the members attend. And we have a Halloween party and a doggy costume contest. Well, last year we set them up with treats at the nurses' stations, and the doggies went trick-or-treating.
Oh, in their little Halloween outfits, yes. So it was really
and they
cool.
still talk about that.
That's a hit. We need to do it again this year.
The staff
that's
still talks about
it. That's a sign.
But so all of that, and what we do is we want, since we are growing, we're looking for new people to join, and Shirley's the one that got myself and Maria.
Yes. Okay.
I had known Shirley and her awesome husband, Rick, for many years, acquaintances and friends. And we were at a summer function, and Maria was there with the puppy. And you said, oh, my goodness, look, it's a little puppy that doesn't bark, jump, or freak out. And she convinced Maria right there on the spot to join Companions.
And I didn't even know they were married. And yes. I just started talking to this girl. My mom was in a wheelchair. And I'm like, can I borrow your dog to have my mom get some comfort? And then I said, you need to be a companion. And then Glennard comes over and introduces me. I see you've met my wife. I'm like, oh, well, wow. How'd you get so lucky, Glennard? Yeah, you must have done something right.
I'm married up. That's the key. That's the key. I tell my kid that. I tell every guy that. Just marry up. Life is so much easier. it is. It's lower maintenance. But the totally separate thing. But then a few months later, I followed suit. I got into it.
Sure. Right.
And became a member. And it takes a little bit to become a member. There's some hoops, particularly at the hospital. You have to background checks and flu shots. And they do. There's a couple more, and the good citizen canine test to make sure that your pet and you are a good match, not only for each other, but to be in a room with somebody to check the pet's temperament. How are they? What? So every time I, like you did with Shatner, when you saw us, said, "Oh my God, this dog would be." Mm-hmm. Every time I run into somebody that's got one of those dogs. That's right. Yeah. Johnny Idukovich, I was skiing with him last week, and he has this 90-pound chocolate lab that is like a giant teddy bear.
Oh, my gosh,
I said, and here's this guy that's retired. I said, why are you not doing this?
Yeah.
So it is rewarding. And then once you join the program, the commitment is only 2 hours a month. You can sign up when you get emails. Hey, we need so many at this place and this place.
Sure.
Or you can simply go to the senior center when it's open for lunch, the Pioneers Home, the hospital. Mm-hmm. A lot of those you just go on your own. You don't go at a set time.
Okay.
You just go and log your hours.
Okay. Well, for those who are listening, so we've been chatting here with Glenn and Shirley talking about Companions Inc. And you were just mentioning what it takes to get in and to start helping out as a companion with these animals and you said you're pretty much you go through a training, you go through some sort of a certification,
yeah.
if you
yeah.
will.
Well, we do like a we go to positive training, okay. and it's kind of our job to train the dogs, but we get help. You know, we go through classes, and they have to be a year old,
okay.
and just you know, you never know what puppies are going to do. They might decide to go to the bathroom somewhere and
right.
in an inappropriate place, or so yeah, we have that, and they kind of get to learn that the basic commands, sitting, staying. There's quite a few items on the Canine Good Citizen test, and they are required to do that. It's also part of the kennel club that it's a requirement.
Mm-hmm.
And the screening is pretty intense. We actually practice with a wheelchair going by the dogs and like a crutch dropping by them,
sure.
because, they're still dogs, even though they're therapy dogs, and you don't want them to kind of freak out.
If a wheelchair,
you might have a 100-year-old guy doing wheelies in a wheelchair, and you want to make sure your dog is appropriately behaved when that happens.
Right.
And it takes about 6 months from start to finish to get through the program.
And it's not 6 months. There's a lot of wait. There's a lot of downtime in between.
Sure. Yeah, just
waiting,
kind of waiting
on forms. The work itself is only a few hours total, actually, during that time. So it's not 6 months of class time or something.
Yeah, it just takes, background check and fingerprinting. And, we don't want people going in there that...
Yeah, appropriate process, for sure.
Sure, mm-hmm. And a lot of that is through Banner Health FMH, with their protocols for volunteering.
Yes.
Everybody that volunteers at the hospital goes through that part of it. So regardless of if they're Companions Inc. or not.
Right.
And and that brings us to really why we're here, and that is coming up today. This is on the 9th. This is Eric. Mm-hmm. Today...
Yep. Well, we're airing. Yep.
Right. Today at the fairgrounds, starting at noon is Pet Awareness Day. And that's kind of why we're here, is talking about Pet Awareness Day. It's not only our really Companions Inc.'s only fundraiser of the year, but it's also a great opportunity to bolster our troops. And we do those good citizen, canine citizen tests there for just $15.
Oh, wow.
So you can bring your pet there for that test only. For everybody else, please leave your pets at home.
Right.
We have some other pets to play with and see and cuddle and everything that are there. But if you are, the event is free, but that part is $15, which is still a steal because normally it's...
I think it's around 80 or something.
Yeah, so it's really, so you can get your good citizens canine test. But, of course, after you take the test, you will have to take the dog either back into the car or remove him from the fairgrounds.
Sure.
Just for safety purposes. But we have a... Shirley knows all about that day. I was just doing the segue set up for her.
Yeah, so it's 12 to 4 on May 9th, Saturday. And it's at the Borealis building, that huge blue building. There should be lots of balloons and, you know, people will
lots
be able to recognize it when they go by.
You'll see.
The fairgrounds will have us on the sign out front. There's going to be a lot of publicity and thanks to Glenner. You know, we get a lot of it from him and he's our marketing director now. He kind of got hoaxed into that.
I know.
It just kind of happened. You know, that was my plan from the beginning.
She's shiesty.
Just bring the dog and it'll be fine. That's all you got to do.
But like Glenner said, Pet Awareness Day is really our one fundraiser of the year. And, you know, we have a lot of expenses throughout the year. You know, we have our, in the operating costs, we have our website, we have storage, we have, insurance, because we have to have insurance to go to some of these places. Well, most of the places you have to have insurance, you know, if anything should happen.
Yeah, that makes sense, sure.
And it may not be our dog. It may just be somebody that, that trips over something, you know, at the event or something like that. So we have insurance, we have storage.
And shirts and bibs. Yeah. You know, the dogs all have their little blue. You'll see our blue shirts and blue companion ink bibs that the pets wear. Of course, little Shatner's, his wears like a big cape because he's
so
small.
Tiny,
I need to get I need to alter that one somehow. If there's any seamstress out there, I really need a smaller bib.
I might be able to help with that. I can actually sew. I have a sewing machine.
See,
there
I didn't
you go.
Know that.
Perfect.
Why am I just finding this out?
This is networking right here.
Multi-talented.
Right on,
so, it's today, noon to four at the fairgrounds.
Yep.
We're real excited. It's a great event. It was big last year. Huge. I know Shirley and Maria and a bunch of others find items for the silent auction. A fantastic silent auction.
I think we
silent
have the best
auction.
Silent auction in Fairbanks, actually.
Oh, there's
it's amazing.
34. It's not just a table full. It's a room full of things.
Yeah, we have at least 200 items this year.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah.
200 items.
So
we have
the silent auction, which I'll talk about a little bit more on some of the items. And we also have a bake sale that people like the Companions Inc. or volunteers, they come in and bring, you know, cookies. And speaking of cookies, Subway is donating 200 cookies.
Oh,
beautiful.
So we're going to put two in a little package. So people will be busy just putting them in there. And it's donation only. So, you know, people don't. They can just take a cookie if they want, or they can, you know, give us a donation, which would be really, really helpful to our organization.
And, of course, we have hamburgers.
Oh, yeah. Hamburgers, hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
This year we're adding chili, so we're going to be able to have chili dogs.
Okay.
We have nachos. Subway is bringing their chips in. You know, we used to have those little tiny packets, and now Subway brings us those beautiful big bags of chips.
Right, yes.
We have, I said nachos.
And there's demos going on throughout the day. We have a puppy kissing booth.
Smooch the Pooch kissing
booth.
Smooch
the Pooch.
Yeah.
I know John and Angel will be there because Angel's a big kisser. And then Maria and Shatner are manning it from 3 to 4. There's usually one more. I think we have them at about an hour each. So,
you're saying Shatner's a kisser, isn't he?
He likes to kiss.
Yeah, that's very popular. And that's also donation only. You know, you can go up and kiss the doggy and just, you know, help us out.
All right. Now, it will be my wife. So, you're kissing the dog.
Yes. Let's clarify.
All right. But it's for Companions, Inc. So, if the price is right.
Oh, my heavens.
What?
You better clear it with her first.
I might want to. I don't know.
There you go.
So she's not listening, I hope. So.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's amazing to hear that we've got this event coming up, occurring here in just a few minutes, I suppose, starting at noon. Just want to go ahead and recap and let everybody know that you're listening to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tanana Valley. We're chatting with Companions, Inc., chatting with Glenn and Shirley, helping out on the committee and board. We're going to take a quick break here. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this upcoming event. I want a little more information about what it takes to become one of these service dogs. Like, is it, you know, you said this certification at the event coming up. But anyway, we'll dive into that a little bit more coming up.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. We'll continue after this short break on KFAR Radio.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything on 50-50 Fridays? Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah. Sure, why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
The United Way of the Tanana Valley's mission is to improve the lives of every person by mobilizing the caring power of our community. We inspire others to join us in supporting our local nonprofits that serve our friends and neighbors by providing life-changing services here in Interior Alaska. To learn more about how you can give, advocate, and volunteer with us, please contact our office at 907-452-7211 or go to our website at unitedwaytananavalley.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today, from Next Hallmark Dixon Realty at 11 a.m., Behind the Mission with the United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the Archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Welcome back to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tanana Valley. I'm Kayla Smith, and today we're talking with Glenn and Shirley from Companions, Inc. about their work and the upcoming Pet Awareness Event, the Pet Awareness Day event, rather. It's today. May the 9th starts at noon. It's over at the Tanana Valley Fairgrounds. And again, thank you both for joining us. One thing I definitely want to make sure that we highlight that we didn't quite mention that on the first segment here was that this pet awareness event is it's free. It's a free community event, and all are welcome to come in. We are asking that you don't bring your pets with you, per se, unless you're trying to get certified to become a pet volunteer, if you will. There's a process, but it's a free community event. So there's got to be, as you mentioned, Shirley, this is your biggest fundraiser of the year. You've got to have some sponsors in this, of course. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And just one thing I want to add to the free family event, that when you walk in the door, every single kid that comes in gets a Coca-Cola polar bear, a little stuffed animal. And so already the kids are happy before you even get into the event. And the virtual reality over there on Airport Way, they give us buy one, get one free for every single person that walks in.
Oh, wow.
So at the beginning, you're already happy as soon as you walk in the door.
Door prizes just for walking in.
Oh, and then there's door prizes that Glenner will be talking about. Tons of door prizes from sponsors. I mean, Papa John's. We've got just tons of door prizes that'll be announced probably every 5 minutes. A big thing that's really cool, like right after the event starts today, we are going to have a pet parade.
Ooh.
So the vendors that come in, you know, like the animal rescues, the German Shepherd Rescue Club, the
yes.
Golden Retrievers, they'll be doing a parade, and we'll lead it off with, actually, Glenner is going to carry our new flag, our Pet Awareness Day flag,
oh,
to kick
fantastic.
Off the parade. And then the really cool thing is we have a new vendor this year. It's a reptile vendor. They're going to have some samples of some of their pets, but they're Alaskan known reptiles. So they'll be really educational on what we have up in Alaska. There's
okay.
like wood frogs, and there's all these things that we don't really know exist here. So they're going to be here today talking about that. And then Randall Compton, whoever knows Randall Compton, famous artist, he's also a falconry. So he's going to have his falcon birds there.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And they'll be in their little headgear, and, you know, kids can go over and look at them and talk to them. And I think they can even pet them today. So those are some really cool ones. And then a really great one is the rabbitry. They have a demonstration that they shear bunnies, and kids, the adults go crazy when they're just holding these bunnies in their arms because they're just fluffy, and they start out like huge, and then they do a shearing, and then they actually use the hair of the bunny to make things.
Wow.
So that's a really neat one that's there.
I mean, this event is huge. This is way bigger than just bring your dog on by. This is definitely a full interactive family friendly event.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And a really neat one is Paws. And they hide kids. They'll hide a kid. They'll sniff them out with a dog.
Oh,
but what they do is they give them a clothing, or they sniff their clothing.
Yes.
And then the little kids will hide outside. And then the dogs actually will go and sniff them out.
That is fun.
It's really fun. So there's a lot of things to watch. There's a lot of interaction. There's a lot of education. There's things to buy around pets. And, you know, we talked about the auction. We truly have one of the largest silent auctions. It's kind of unknown. You know, we get about, last year I think we had 500 people, and that's the most we've ever had. It's just more awareness of the event. And, you know, since we're 100% volunteer, it's really hard to get the word out. You know, we have flyers, we have, you know, a newspaper ad, but, you know, we don't have a big budget to get, you know, advertising
right,
to
you
purchase
rely on
it.
Your partners, right.
And yeah, and the board is 100% volunteer.
Yes.
We've been in existence for about 40 years. So, you know, we've done something right, and we continue to do good things. But the Pet Awareness is just an amazing event. I want to talk a little bit about some of our amazing sponsors. James over at Arctic Sun Virtual Reality, he's been a huge supporter over the past few years. And like I said, every family will receive a ticket when they come in. They also donated certificates for Free Family Day there at the location, and that's going to be in the silent auction. Faces by Amy, she is an amazing sponsor. She's donating 4 full facials. They're probably about...
Ladies, listen up.
Yeah, they're probably about $250 each.
Wow.
And, you know, we bring them down to like half price on any certificate. So,
sure.
So you can, you know, families can go home with some amazing things without spending a lot of money. She's also donating a Botox session, which a lot of ladies out there might be using that these days or want to try it. Global, who is the old Alaska USA, they have really come to the table. Not only do they donate cash, they have 4 employees that are going to come work the event with us. And they did, one is going to be a cashier, which is so appropriate
because
coming from a bank.
Yeah.
So we're really looking forward to working with Global. Steakins Ford is a new sponsor. They came in last year and donated a pretty large cash donation. And they love pets over there at Steakins Ford. So when you go over there, sometimes they have a dog there that's just one of their employees' dogs, and they love animals. So just because they love animals, they're donating to us.
That's a perfect partnership.
Yeah.
Right there.
Oh, we love Steakins Ford. So go buy a car from them. I have a Ford and I love it.
Well,
so.
The dog out the window and everything. I mean, send it. It's a great commercial.
Yeah. But it's kind of cheating because who doesn't love dogs? You know, I mean, it's all you got to do, you know, we just, I don't know if you go in to pick up any of these donations, if you take your...
Oh, yeah, I take...
You take the doodles?
I take the doodles.
Perfect.
And
yeah,
we went to spend our builder supply a few weeks ago, and I brought in my larger dog. She's about 60 pounds, Tessa, and I had her little scarf on, and I was all dressed in my companions, and at the end, after she gave me the donation, I had Tessa come up on the little counter with her little paws, and I said, Tessa really wants to thank you for this wonderful donation, so that'll be at the silent auction.
That's incentive to donate. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. I have taken young Shatner on sales calls with me at the radio station. They ink the deal every time.
Sold.
Yeah. Ink the deal. Here, hold on. You hold this puppy while I fill out this form. Here you go. Just sign here. Boom. It's nobody says no to dogs.
And, you know, it's really amazing the community, how they step forward on this.
I
think the biggest problem we have is just the asking, because there's so many places that are willing to donate, but, you know, we only have so much staff that's volunteers to go out there and ask. But, I mean, it's pretty rare that we get a no when we do ask.
Sure.
You know, it takes time, and you find out who the person is to talk to.
It's a process.
Mm-hmm. It's a process, yeah. Subway is bringing 200 cookies today for the bake sale.
That's going to be awesome.
Yes, and they, you know, who doesn't want a Subway cookie? They're also donating chips for the Companions Cafe.
Wonderful.
It used to be called the Food Booth, but now we're the Companions Cafe. So
we're
stepping
up. It's a little upgrade right there.
Oh.
I like it.
Yeah, and Coca-Cola, they are huge supporters. Like I said, they're going to give these little tiny little stuffed polar bears with a little Coca-Cola scarf on. And then they're bringing one that's probably 4 feet tall. That's a big polar bear, and you just have to guess how many bones are in this little container.
Oh, fascinating.
And then whoever guesses closest to the bones.
Why the bones? What Coca-Cola? Guess, why bones?
To win the prize, because it's dogs.
Like dog treat bones?
Oh, you mean dog treat bones.
Yeah, not okay. Body bones.
Well, and I was right there with you. Right, I'm like, what kind of bones?
What are we looking at? Human remains here? Yeah. What do we got?
They're little tiny bones.
Okay, so puppy snacks.
Yeah, and that makes perfect sense.
You'll find that at the companion's booth today.
Totally appropriate.
A lot more sense.
Oh, yes. And they're also donating all the products. So we'll have Coca-Cola, Coke Zero, Diet Coke, Sprite, Dasani water. So for
refreshments and food. Now there's some demonstrations as well.
Yeah, we kind of talked about some of the demonstrations.
Good. Because I stepped out. So yeah,
he stepped out. I think he had to go to the restroom. Something happened.
See, that's a problem. I'm at work, so I'm like out putting out fires.
Stopping you. It's like, no, you're live. Let's go.
Yeah. Hey, another thing that's new is Alaska Lotto. For those of you who don't know, I mean, this is really an important organization because they donate to about 140 organizations each year. And we presented to them this year. And we actually got to do one of the drawings with a dog. Our president went out there.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right at the end of the drawing, when they pushed the buttons for the lotto winner, a cat went by. And Richter, luckily, Kate's dog, didn't jump off to the cat right before the video was finished.
It was great.
But yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
And so he's asked us to do some things like that. And they're going to be a really good partner. I mean, they donate so much. So go buy your lotto tickets because it's very important to our community.
And you can spend your money on the lotto tickets because the event today, besides the silent auction or if you're going to do the good canine citizens test or for burgers and stuff, the rest, it's free. There's no admission to attend.
Yep. Free community event.
Awareness Day event today at the fairgrounds. It's starting here at noon. So excited. It's always fun.
And just to clarify, that the burgers and hot dogs do cost.
Right.
We do a low amount because we want people to be able to eat.
Yeah, it's not expensive, but we do take in a little cash on that one. So we did pretty well.
It's and nice they're to really grab a snack good. While you're out there.
Yeah, so. They're quarter pound burgers and NMS. NMS is Nano Management Services, and they came up to the table last year to help our organization, and they donated all the hamburgers, hot dogs, and this year doing the buns, hot dog buns.
Okay.
And we have a gentleman named Heiko Meister. He's from Germany, and he makes these amazing onion. It's like an onion marmalade type thing, reduction. And we can put those on the hot dogs or on the
burgers. Kind of like caramelized
onions? They're like caramelized onions, and they are like amazing. Yeah, that was me last year.
Yeah, they were fantastic. Yeah, good burgers. I had several.
Yeah, and then Quality Sales is stepping up, and they're bringing our chili this year. And then they're going to do all of our produce, so there'll be really good lettuce and tomatoes and onions for your burgers. But yeah, they're a really great sponsor. Home Depot, this is something that, you know, the men and the women are going to like at the auction. They donated two grills put together. They're in my garage as we speak when we're bringing them. Well, we're bringing them in this morning to be at Pet Awareness Day. And one is a smoker and half griller, and then the other one is a normal one. And then they also are bringing four volunteers that are blowing up the balloons right now to get ready for the event today.
Yes.
So Home Depot and they're a new sponsor, so that's really exciting. And those of you who like cruises, at the silent auction, there's like Stan Stevens Cruises. So there's amazing stuff there.
And a lot of cool baskets with just interesting things, everything from stuff for your toys, for your dogs, or for kids, or for cooking. They do a nice job of putting together these little gift baskets.
I mean, you said dozens of items here, so I'm pretty sure you can eat anybody from the pets to the kids to the family to the neighbor.
Yeah, everything you want.
It's a great silent auction. It really is. And you can just come in and put your bid. You don't have to stick around, obviously, so it's pretty easy.
I tell you, I do want to thank you both so much for coming in today before this event kicks off. I'm going to ask, what would your final message be here? What do you got?
Well, I'd like to just say a couple more things about the auction, if I could. There's so many certificates from restaurants like the Salmon Bake, Ivory Jack's, the Greens, Turtle Club, Pagoda, Happy Husky. I mean, this goes on and on and on. And then we have massage masseuse. There's a whole bunch of massage, like Pilates, just regular massage.
Wow.
We have tons of those.
Right.
But yeah, we just really want to see you there today. And thank you again to Mount McKinley Bank, who is a huge supporter of us, even an employee gift program that they do.
Yes, wonderful.
So I just wanted to make sure we know that.
And remember one last thing. If you want to get your dog in the Canine Good Citizens test, you can do so. It's $15. Bring the dog in, take the test, leave. You're getting it a good deal. And we would love to have so many of you join not only the event today, but join Companions, Inc. with your dog.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Glenn. Thank you, Shirley, for joining us on Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tanana Valley.
Well, thank you so much for having us, too.
Absolutely. We'll see you and all of our listeners out at the Tanana Valley State Fairgrounds today, noon. Yep. See you there.
Pet Awareness Day. See ya.
You have been listening to Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. To listen back to this or any of our other local programs, simply click on the archives page at kfarradio.com. Behind the Mission has been a presentation of the United Way and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.